But what I witnessed on Saturday afternoon was fascinating and also really, really pathetic. We all know that Rafael Devers has owned Gerrit Cole. All right? It's an obvious fact. The stats are overwhelming. Cole knows it. Devers knows it. Cole was even asked recently, like, I think it's Latin American Heritage Month, and he was asked, hey, which Latin player do you hate facing? And he did not even let the question get finished asking, and he said Rafael Devers. And Rafael Devers not only kills Gerrit Cole, he kills the Yankees. If you recall back in July, many Yankee fans were upset that the Yankees didn't intentionally walk Rafael Devers in a 0-0 game. I think it was the seventh with Luis Gil on the mound. We even talked about it right here on this show. I gave you the stats on why you should never walk him. Tiki agreed with me. You don't walk him.
Right.
Lugi, to his credit, was you got to walk Devers. You can't let Devers beat you. That was 0-0 in the seventh inning of a baseball game with Luis Gil on the mound. What we saw on Saturday, for those that missed it, the Yankees are winning 4-0. It's the top of the fourth inning. Gerrit Cole is dominating. There's one out and nobody on. And this image is now embedded in my head for the rest of time.
This one?
Yeah. Tiki's holding up his fingers. Gerrit Cole, standing on the mound with that look. And I love Gerrit Cole. I mean, I got to premise that. I think he's a great pitcher. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer someday. Love watching the man pitch. He's a student of the game. He's a professor. Blah, blah, blah. You get the point. All right? He's great.
Okay.
I've defended him a lot. Clutch pitcher, all that. When he stuck up his four fingers and then very, like, arrogantly did the Mike Francesa hand wave of, get out of here. I go to first base, okay? I'm not dealing with you, kid. I was actually napping, and it was a rare moment. I got to nap during the day, and I jumped out of my seat, and I was like, what? What the hell just happened? And then for him to then proceed to collapse, Devers steals second. He walks Tyler O'Neill, which can't happen. Yoshida hits a double. Abreu gets a hit. And then what happened the following inning with Devers coming up with the bases loaded and Cole having no choice but to face him and Cole ripping a double? I thought that was sad.
You mean Devers ripping a double off of Cole?
Off of Cole?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that his decision to wimp out and not face Rafael Devers in that situation was actually one of the saddest things I've ever seen on a mound. I felt bad for him.
Well, you know what the problem is with it, Evan, is that it becomes self-defeating. It becomes, like, in your mind, all you can... It takes over your thought process.
Right.
So it's no surprise that all of what you just described happened. Because Gerrit Cole is a creature of his peculiarities, right? Mm-hmm. He has all these little things that he does. And the reason he does those is because it keeps him dialed in, right? He's just like, I'm attacking, I'm attacking, I'm attacking, I'm attacking. And as soon as he like takes a respite and throws up those four fingers and it's like, I'm not attacking, I'm conceding.
Yeah, I'm conceding.
All of a sudden, everything else falls apart.
You took away his killer instinct.
Exactly. All of that just specific killer instinct just falls away.
Mm.
And you shouldn't have been surprised that he all of a sudden lost it, whatever that it was.
No, I'm not surprised.